intelligence community or instrumentality thereof, regardless of the nationality or physical location, where instrumentality is defined as contractors or subcontractors, precisely the class of people that are not being held accountable at any tier of the element in the intelligence community. In order to implement Garrett's expanded legal regime, then, we find two related challenges in the rhetoric of Necesita and the view of Katia's caller on Talkback Radio or the Harris poll respondent. To return to Katia, quote, "The world is ruled by necessity," says the man in the street, "not some abstract moral code. We have to do what we have to do." If you wish, as we do, then, to counter the man in the street, it cannot be by an appeal to moral principles, much less by demanding that people should run their lives in such a way that there are no contradictions between what they say and what they do. Ordinary life is full of contradictions. Ordinary people are used to accommodating them. Rather, Katsaya says, you must attack the metaphysical, supra-empirical status of Necesita and show that to be fraudulent. And one way of doing this is to look for an analog in the past. When have we been able to show this argument that necessity is somehow fraudulent? And I heard an interesting analog the other day from our own Professor Stone, that frequently the